From the no panic zone, here we go fearlessly into the brave new world. And that's what it is anymore, isn't it? The brave new world. However, despite demands from the Department of Pandemia, we will not be turning in our neighbors today. No, sir. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, April 7, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Joe Biden and his hoped-to-be running mate, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, have spent some time gabbing about what their favorite snacks are in the middle of the pandemic. Very important. Number two, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been moved to intensive care in his fight with COVID-19. The 55-year-old fighting the illness for about 10 or 12 days now. It'll scare a lot of folks, but it's not significant, relatively speaking. And number one, it appears New York may have reached its COVID-19 peak. We're hanging on for what could be the worst week for death totals, but it could also indicate the Empire State and the Big Apple are on the backside of the curve. Don't take my word for it. It's the governor, Andrew Cuomo, that said that. It means New York will never need those 40,000 ventilators or the 140,000 beds that they asked for and said they would need. The model's overstated again. In fact, let's do a little math here. The math to help you understand where we are. Now, this is not to take away from how serious this illness is for many that get it and fatal for some, as we well know. It does not take away from the fact that the virus is still spreading in some places and more people are getting it in some places. It's extremely important. But here are the reported deaths from New York through yesterday. On Thursday, 432. Friday, 562. Peaking Saturday at 630. Now coming down to 594, 599. The governor saying we could be on the back side of this. In the rest of the country, listen to these numbers. Thursday, 652. Friday, 616. By Saturday, a peak. Same as New York, 722. Sunday, 590. 583 by Monday, yesterday. Is it possible that the original reporting and the original modeling saying we would peak sometime in the first week of April is actually accurate, except with a lot less cases? Is that possible? I'm going to say it appears that it could be. It appears that it could be. And in fact, I want to go to bite number six here with Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York. He was finally asked by a reporter yesterday what happened to the 110,000 beds you needed or the 140,000 beds you needed. They are at 16,000 currently across the state. 16,000, not 140,000, not 110,000, not 50,000. 16,000. Here it is, the governor, bite six, go.
Are you still anticipating needing 110,000 beds for coronavirus patients? Considering the number of hospitalizations, that seems like a big number.
We had, when we started planning, right, we had models that we were planning against, and they had worst case, best case, middle case. The worst case was even higher. The worst case was like 170. What was the worst case? 140,000 beds was the worst case. The 110,000 was more of the moderate case. I hope we're somewhere near the apex, right? Or we're somewhere near the plateau. So I would hope that we don't need anywhere near that number of beds.
Now, in the West Coast, I want you to think about this. On the West Coast, California, voluntarily sending 500 ventilators back to the National Strategic Stockpile. Oregon sending ventilators directly to New York City, 140. So Washington, Oregon, California, they don't seem to be terribly concerned now that they're going to be hit hard by this virus. They are ready to send ventilators back, which tells you that in California, Washington, where the cases began in earnest early on, weeks ago, and we were told we were leading up to a terrible bit of destruction of life. 1 in 20,000 California residents will perish from COVID-19. That's the newest number. That's 0.005%. of California residents will succumb to COVID. Now, here's the problem. The CDC, which, by the way, had testing available on January the 16th, a test was put forth to the CDC back on January the 16th. The CDC rejected that test and said, no, we'll create our own test, and then we'll have all of the results sent to Atlanta so we can control what's going on. If on the 16th of January, the CDC, in conjunction with the FDA, had allowed testing to go forward, we wouldn't be where we are today. Now, we're at almost 2 million tests nationwide now, 2 million. By far more than anyone. South Korea did 350,000, but we are outpacing everyone in testing. But we could have been so much farther ahead, so much farther ahead. But the CDC had a power play for us. Now you can test everywhere. You know, one of the reasons that the South Koreans did so well, do you know? It's because they could test at home. And they would know within 10 or 15 minutes what the results were. And if somebody in the house tested positive, everybody stayed home for the next 2 weeks. Unless those had to go to the hospital because of severe conditions. But everybody was contained to their own home. Same thing in China. Of course, in China, they just welded the doors shut, a different approach, and might have shot one or two just for sport, but that's different. The testing that so many people have raised a red flag over could have been a lot farther down the road had the CDC not had a power play issue. Also, the World Health Organization, guilty of telling us all that it was not contagious on January the 14th. They believe the Chinese, and Bill Gates on the Sunday morning shows asked no questions about his funding of the World Health Organization, that it is the number one organization that he funds, and no questions to speak of him saying we need to lock down the entire country. Well, the numbers are indicating we don't need to lock down the entire country. The numbers are indicating we might be coming out the backside of this. It's not certain yet. But that's why you come to the no panic zone, so you can have honest conversation. Some states still building extra hospital care facilities, Michigan among those. Michigan selecting a care facility in Novi, Michigan, a convention arena, to build another 1,000 beds. Michigan adding about 1,500 new cases a day over the last 5 days. It comes out to about 1,500 new cases a day over the last 5 days. And its doubling rate is at about 5.5 days, one of the hot spots currently. But in New York, it could be on the backside. Could be on the backside. And it's striking to note that, no, they don't need 140,000 beds. They don't need 110,000 beds. They don't even need 20,000 beds. Currently, they have 16,000 beds. They never reached capacity in New York. 40,000 ventilators? Not needed. By the way, we'll talk about ventilators after the break here. Plus, a liberal Michigan Democrat, a member of the state house, credits Donald Trump with saving her life by promoting hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. Thought she was going to die until she took those drugs and it turned her life around. It's 14 after. God bless America. It's the Steve Greer Show. This is the No Panic Zone. Back after this.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
The Roxor Beast of a Sales event is here right now. Get $1,250 off of a 2019 Roxor and an extra third year of warranty. That's far and away an industry-leading warranty. But then what else would you expect from a side-by-side unlike any other? Roxor is built in the USA with a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a truck-like beltless transmission, you can expect less downtime and more off-road time. Hurry. The Roxor Beast of a Sales event ends March 31st.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to Instant Style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.